The Gospels according to love. Matthew chapter 22, why tempt love? April 16, 2005. Jesus spoke to them again in parables. The kingdom of love is like a certain king that made a marriage for his son. He sent forth his servants to call the ones that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Again he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them that are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen, my fatling killed. All things are ready. Come to the marriage. Those bidden made light of it, and they went their ways, one to their farm, another to their merchandise. The remnant took the king's servant and entreated them spiteful and slayed them. When the king heard of this, he was wroth. He sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers, burning their city. Then he said to his servants, the wedding is ready, but those bidden were not worthy. Take yourselves therefore in the highway, as many as ye find, bid them to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways, gathering together as many as they found, both good and bad. The wedding was then furnished with guests. When the king came in to see the guests, there was a man that did not have a wedding garment. The king said to him, how come you're here not having a wedding garment? The man chose silence. Then said the king to the servants, bind him hand and foot, take him away, cast him into the outer darkness, where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. As many are called, few are chosen. After this, the Pharisee went and took counsel on how they might entangle Jesus in his talk. They sent out to Jesus their followers, saying, Master, we know that you are true and teach the ways of love and truth. Neither care you for any person. You regard not the person but the love. Tell us therefore what you think. Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar? Jesus perceived their wickedness, said, why do you tempt love, you hypocrites? Show me the tribute money they brought, to him a penny. Jesus said, who is this image and superscription? They said, Caesar's. Jesus told them, rend those things to Caesar that are Caesar's. Give to love the things that are love's. When they heard these words, they marveled and left Jesus and went their way. The same day to Jesus came the Sadducees. There is no resurrection. They asked Jesus, Master, Moses says that if a man die having no children, his brother should marry his wife and raise up seed to his brother. Now there were with us seven brothers. The first, when he had married a wife, deceased and having no children, and so left his marriage. A wife deceased having no children, and left a wife to his brother, likewise second also, third to the seventh also. Last of all, the woman died. Therefore, in the resurrection, whose wife shall be of the seven? For they all had her. Jesus said to them, You do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of love. In the resurrection, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as angels of love in heaven. concerning resurrection of the dead, have you not read what Moses heard at the bush, spoken by love? I am the love of Abraham. I am the love of Isaac. I am the love of Jacob. Love is the love of the living, not the dead. When the multitude heard this, they become astonished at Jesus' doctrine. The Pharisees heard Jesus had put the Sadducees to silence. As they gathered together, one of them, being a lawyer, asked Jesus a question, tempting him, "Master, which is the greatest commandment?" Jesus answered him, "You shall love the Lord your love with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and the great commandment. The second is likened to it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." While the Pharisees gathered together, Jesus asked them, "What think you of Christ? Whose son is he?" They said to him, "The son of David." Jesus then, "How be it then David in spirit calls Christ Lord? The Lord said to me, 'Sit down on my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool.' If David then calls Christ Lord, how then is Christ David's son?" No one was able to answer Jesus a word. Neither did anyone from that day on ask Jesus any more questions.